Well, you'll remember, Chris, that in May 2009, the President Obama suggested we should have a national cybersecurity awareness campaign. And so DHS is taking the lead on that with many of the other agencies. But we decided to ask members of the public and organizations how they would structure such a campaign and what ideas they had for getting the word out to people that cybersecurity is important.
So the goal really to get people to think that, hey, cybersecurity, it matters in your life, and that each one of us really is the link here and hopefully not the weak link.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So it's a shared responsibility and getting the word out to people. So we asked these different, we got about 80 responses from various people and organizations.
Great.
Suggesting how we should get the word out.
And so are these ideas for campaigns on how to get information out, or technologies, or just anything? You just threw it out there and said, hey, anything that helps us inform people, that's great.
Well, it's a combination of those things, right? So they range from computer games to innovative events to very well thought out marketing materials. Mm. So a wide variety of things. So that we had it open for about, well, the secretary announced it actually back at the RSA conference in March, and we let it run for a couple of months, and then we evaluated things and down selected to the seven best proposals.
And give us an idea how that selection process went. How did you do that?
Well, we had a team of various people here at DHS from the various different cyber teams, and they all looked at them in different categories: best local or community plan, most creative, best individual, and that's how they got sorted out.
Great. So walk us through some of the winners. What were some of the cool things that were you? I mean, 80 down to seven. That had to been hard to do.
It was. We had a lot of great proposals, and there were a number of other ones which were helpful to us as well. Because in fact, we're going to be using many of these ideas in our own in the administration's overall national campaign. So one of the ideas for the best individual plan by Melissa Short from Roanoke, Virginia, was a campaign called Cybersecurity Starts Here, and it includes creating a cybersecurity awareness portal, but more importantly, a cybersecurity ambassador program where people in local communities become aware and knowledgeable about cybersecurity things and spread the word in their communities. Another idea is much more iconic, and the best iconic and overall structure submission was from Deloitte & Touche for their cybersecurity call to action and the Think Before You Click campaign. So they came up with some very interesting messages and collateral.
And so were there prize money awarded with this, or how's that work?
There were no prize money, but the winners were treated to an event with Secretary Napolitano at the White House complex, and actually there was a special surprise visit from the president.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah, it was nice.
That had to be exciting.
They were thrilled, and we are hoping and understand that they will be implementing many of their own ideas in their own communities. And we will be taking some of them and implementing them ourselves.
And so how does that, what happens now? Now you have the ideas. Do you guys implement them? Do they implement them? How's that work?
All of the above. We have actually assembled a coalition, national coalition for cybersecurity messaging with the help of the National Cybersecurity Alliance. And we are expecting to launch the campaign with National Cybersecurity Month in October.
Great.
So that's the rollout.
A lot of agencies trying to do these challenges, and there are challenges in doing challenges. I know one of the issues that often comes up is, okay, I submit an idea. Is that all of a sudden become DHS government property, or do I get to keep it in some form or fashion?
So in this case, the rules said yes, this became our, we may use these ideas if we want to. And I think the key challenge that in these things is a couple, making sure that it's open and fair so anyone can participate.
Yeah.
And then it gets more complicated if you're giving cash awards. But in our case, we did not do that.
Yeah. Well, and one of the other is getting the message out so people know about the challenge in the first place.
There you go.
Yeah. And we certainly try and help with that. was there some idea that came out that kind of surprised you that you said, "Oh my goodness, I never would have thought of that."
Well, the most creative one certainly surprised me from the Beekeeper Group and Legal Networks for their quote trot against bots. This
was on the I love the name.
It's got a great name. This is a 5K race, and the strategy acknowledges that planned road races, by their very nature, close down city streets for a period of a few hours. And so this 5K would be organized with local officials in a city and would illustrate how a single runner, symbolizing a botnet, may not shut down traffic, but a group can.
What a great idea.
It was very creative.
Yeah. Of course, you don't want to do that and tick off drivers out there.
Well, you know, as long as it's organized in advance.
Right, exactly. From here, as you say, these will be rolled out in October in some kind of formal way?
Well, a couple of different things are going to happen starting in October. Obviously, the winners will be rolling out their plans to the extent that they want to.
Yeah.
We will be taking many of these ideas and putting them into the national campaign. And then the larger national coalition, which includes companies ranging from Walmart to Dell and others, will be doing things in their own markets and their own communities to try to raise the awareness of around cybersecurity generally.
And it seems like there may be, I mean, just from some of the ideas that I've seen floating around, and we're going to talk to a number of the winners of these, which I'm really looking forward to doing. But it seems like there are some opportunities to maybe pair with, you know, some of these ideas, pair with a Walmart or some larger organization to get it out there in an even wider format.
Absolutely.